This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, July 8th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Canal Fix lawsuit goes to trial. Trump, I know nothing about Project 2025. And farm debt climbs. Court case heats up over canal fix. A Tulare County Superior Court judge has rejected a groundwater sustainability agency's assertion it is immune from litigation over a breach of contract. Fryatt Water Authority and Arvin Edson Water Storage District are suing East Tool GSA over the cost of for fixing the Fryatt Kern Canal. The water agencies claim the Eastern Tool GSA breached a 2021 settlement agreement over subsidence impacts to the canal and interfered with the storage district's water deliveries. Overdrafting in the basin has led to subsidence damaging parts of the canal and reducing deliveries. Last week, a judge denied the GSA's attempt to get the lawsuit thrown out in its early stages. The lawsuit will head to trial next year. FWA CEO Jason Phillips celebrated the ruling, saying, quote, "The sooner we can get to trial, the better." Phillips argued the GSA expects others to cover the vast majority of the cost to fix it. Enough is enough. The GSA, however, viewed the decision as favorable since it described the agency's arguments as compelling. Trump claims ignorance of Project 2025. The Trump campaign, and most notably Donald Trump himself, tried to distance themselves from the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025, a blueprint for a new GOP administration backed by dozens of conservative groups that includes controversial recommendations to overhaul federal farm and nutrition programs. On his Truth Social network over the long holiday weekend, Trump said he knows, quote, "nothing about Project 2025. I have no idea who's behind it," Trump said. The three-man Project 2025 team listed on the project's website, however, are all former Trump administration political appointees, including a former special assistant to Trump himself. Project 2025 seeks to take back our government, says one of those three, Paul Danz, at a note on Project 2025. It's included in the Heritage's latest mandate for leadership. The project's website says the Trump administration, quote, "relied heavily on the mandate for policy guidance, embracing nearly two-thirds of Heritage proposals within just 1 year in office." The latest edition of the mandate says of Project 2025, "our goal is to assemble an army of aligned, vetted, trained, and prepared conservatives to go to work on day one to deconstruct the administrative state." Now, take note. The chapter on USDA recommends repealing the sugar program and ideally scrapping the agriculture risk coverage and price loss coverage programs, or at least prohibiting farmers from receiving crop insurance payments and payments under either of those subsidy programs in the same year. Also, apropos of the current farm bill debate, Heritage mandate recommends moving food and nutrition programs from USDA to the Department of Health and Human Services. Now, on the Biden beat, a House Ag Democrat considered vulnerable in this fall's election says Joe Biden needs to step aside. Representative Angie Craig of Minnesota said, quote, "I do not believe that the president can effectively campaign and win against Donald Trump." Craig's defection brings to five the number of Democratic House members who have called on Biden to step aside, that according to the Washington Post. Biden told ABC in an interview Friday that if the Lord Almighty came down and said, "Joe, get out of the race," I'd get out of the race. The Lord Almighty's not coming down. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Farm debt projected to grow more than $500 billion in 2024, ERS says. Farm sector debt is expected to grow more than $500 billion in 2024. That according to a new report from USDA's Economic Research Service. 23% of U.S. farms held debt in 2022, the report said, but farm assets have also grown, which the report says bettered the solvency of large, mid-size, and small farms. Debt-to-asset ratio improved for small, mid-size, and large farm businesses in 2022 compared with 2021. ERS continued, quote, younger farm operators, those aged up to 44 years, tend to have a higher debt-to-asset ratio. Nevertheless, ERS said in 2022 that ratio was 15%, which is considered low for that group of farmers. Rentizo becomes most recent company granted drone swarming exemption. Rentizo is joining the list of drone companies with exemptions allowing them to use up to 3 drones over 55 pounds without a visual observer as well as at night. FAA regulations currently require 2 people, a pilot and a spotter, to monitor the flights for each drone weighing more than 55 pounds. The agency granted a similar request to Texas-based drone manufacturer Hylio earlier this year. This is a giant step in the right direction for drone applicators, Rentizo's chief pilot Kevin McDonald said in a release. The FAA is really working hard to make more options available for drone operators. This approval shows that drones will continue to unlock new options for precision application technology. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, July 8th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.